God told Adam, on the day you eat, you'll die. But the serpent said, you will not die. Now who's been preaching that lie? The preacher stands beside the grave with a Bible in his hand and says the dead are more alive than ever, and the mourners trust the man. But Solomon wrote it plainly in the ninth of Ecclesiastes. The dead know not anything, their love and hatred cease. No work, no thought, no knowledge, no wisdom in the grave. The first moment of awareness is the resurrection day. The dead know nothing, they sleep silent in the grave. No work, no thought, no wisdom, no praise their lips can raise, till the voice of Christ shall call them, come forth on resurrection day. Genesis 2 and 7, dust and breath became a soul. Not a soul poured into a body, but a body made whole. Take away the breath of life, and the soul don't go nowhere. The soul is what you are, not something flying through the air. The serpent's oldest sermon is still preached in every pew, that the wages of sin is not death, but merely passing through. But Moses and Paul set death and life before us, the only roads, not eternal bliss or burning death and life. Read what they wrote. The dead know nothing, they sleep silent in the grave. No work, no thought, no wisdom, no praise their lips can raise, till the voice of Christ shall call them, come forth on resurrection day. David is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre's with us today. Acts 2 and 29, Peter said it plain as day. David is not ascended into the heavens, he's in the ground, waiting on the resurrection morning, waiting for that sound. If the soul flies straight to glory when the mortal body dies, what remains for resurrection if the dead are still alive? Paul said, if the dead rise not, then faith itself is vain. The resurrection, not a flight to heaven, is the hope he proclaimed. The last enemy to be destroyed is death, 1 Corinthians 15. Not a doorway to another world, not a tunnel in between. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Hosea 13, 14. Now swallowed up in victory. He holds the keys of Hades and of death, Revelation 1:18. The gates of Hades shall not prevail, the grave must yield its dead. He went down and he came up, the first fruits of the dead. And all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, just as he said. The dead know nothing, they sleep silent in the grave. No work, no thought, no wisdom, no praise their lips can raise. They are not more alive than ever, they await the appointed day, when the voice of Jesus Christ shall call them forth from the silence of the grave.